Next, we'll take item K, which is a judicial branch technology budget change proposal update by Judge Herman. Mm-hmm. Let's see. We welcome Justice Berniers and welcome Kevin Lane to present.
Thank you, Chief. The topic here is the budget change proposal for Courts of Appeal Document Management System, and the presenters are Justice Berniers and Kevin Lane, Clerk Administrator for the 4th District. They will speak to the details. JCTC's recommendation is that the Council approve this budget change proposal so it can be submitted to the Department of Finance by September 2nd. Justice Berniers.
Good morning, Chief Justice, members of the Council. This budget change proposal is asking the Council to approve a BCP for fiscal year 15-16 of about $2.4 million in one-time costs, an additional $1.4 million in one-time costs for fiscal year 2016-2017, $200,000 for the following fiscal year and ongoing costs thereafter at about $817,000 per year to implement an electronic document management system, or DMS. This would be an internally hosted system housed and maintained at the tech center as the current appellate court case management system currently is. This would be a three-year phased-in deployment of the document management system application to all appellate courts throughout the state. And why do we need this? Well, we've initiated an appellate e-filing project starting in the 1st District. We began electronic filing in March of this year, March 17th. We added the criminal and juvenile in June, original proceedings at the end of June. So as of today's date, we are electronically filing in all case types in the 1st District. We met earlier this week with representatives of all of the appellate districts in the Supreme Court, as well as the case management system vendor. We're planning to add one additional district by year end and additional courts, including the Supreme Court, in the coming year. We're also piloting in this district with the trial courts to receive clerks' transcripts and reporters' transcripts electronically, providing significant cost savings for not only our court, but for the trial courts as well. The 5th District is currently receiving electronic clerk transcripts from all 9 of their trial courts in the district. Now, the e-filing systems, which so far has been at no cost to the court, funded entirely by a vendor and the user filing fees, is integrated with our internally developed appellate case management system. The principal difficulty we have in really deploying electronic filing across the branch to all courts of review is that we do not have a document management system. At the moment, we're simply incorporating the case-related documents into our existing ACCMS database. This system is not designed to accommodate document management, and we really can't complete expansion to all courts of review without overburdening that system. We cannot provide public access to court documents outside our firewall as long as the documents are contained within our internal case management system. So, an appellate court DMS is truly a vital and necessary element of the court's infrastructure in order for the judiciary to fully implement the e-filing and e-business programs statewide. It's a critical component to the success of e-filing. Without one, much of the progress toward modernizing our court system will be severely limited. The Council has already gone on record strongly supporting e-filing and the beneficial effects it will have on court operations, noting that electronic filing is a critically important technology that will achieve efficiencies and cost savings for both litigants and the courts. This initiative is consistent with the updated strategic and tactical plans which were submitted to the Council today, focusing on the use of technology, including e-filing, to restore public service and public access and to increase the efficiency and reduce the costs of court operations. We believe the direct cost savings we can achieve will permit recovery of the budgeted acquisition and implementation costs associated with this solution over a period of approximately 7 years, but the most immediate and significant benefits to the court and to the public from DMS implementation derive from the substantial operational efficiencies realized. And court, if you have questions, Kevin Lane can certainly address this on behalf of the court clerks, that would derive from the enhanced access to court records and information available to the court, to the bar, and to the public. So we are asking that the council approve the BCP requesting the funding to allow us to pursue this initiative. I don't know if the members of the council have any questions either for me or for Mr. Lane.
Thank you, Justice Bernier. Judge O'Malley?
So, good morning, Justice Bernier. So, if I'm reading this correctly, it looks like after you've implemented this through 2018, the ongoing cost, what I'm imagining statewide for the appellate system, would be $817,000 for the whole system statewide.
That's correct.
Meaning all your districts.
All districts and the Supreme Court.
Great, thank you.
Judge Rubin.
Justice Berniers, I was in reading the report on page 4, and I was just trying to, if you could kind of help me through it a little bit. It says pros require on the first, the alternative one, which I think is the one you're suggesting.
Correct.
It says pros requires upfront expenditures that may be larger than a third-party supplied solution. It also says cons requires upfront expenditures that may be larger than a third-party supplied
solution. And that was an oversight, and it has been corrected in the draft.
All right.
It is a con.
It is a con. In other words, it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Bonino.
Yes, my understanding is that this DMS system would be accessed by the general public, and there would be a fee charged to them.
So whether we would impose a fee or not is an issue. It's a policy issue, I suppose, we need to address. At some point in the rules of court, I think we're probably going to need to come back to this council to get some authority to impose fees that would allow us to support technology efforts. But that's not part of this BCP at this point. Implementing the DMS would allow us to make the documents available to the public, to the bar, and to members of the public generally. Whether we would charge for that or not really isn't within the contemplation of this BCP.
Judge Nadler.
I move to adopt recommendations.
Second. Second by Judge O'Malley. Any further discussion on this request and recommendation? Ms. Davis?
I just wanted to say, it's touched on in the report, but the public interest is huge here. It's really kind of shocking in a way that California is so technologically behind in having Supreme Court documents and filings and appellate court documents and filings available to not just the litigants easily, but also newspaper reporters, not newspapers anymore, but media outlets, and also law enforcement. It happens frequently in my cases that law enforcement need to get hold of court records, and it's much easier and faster for them, of course, if they can do it electronically. I think at the right time, consideration should be given to charging a nominal fee, which in the aggregate could make make the system pay for itself.
Thank you. So, Judge Rosenberg.
Just a point of clarification, my understanding is the motion is to accept alternative number one.
Correct.
No further hands raised. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
And
thank you for your hard work.
Just as a parting remark, if I may, Chief, that Justice Berniers has really done a fantastic job on both the e-filing component and now document management in terms of addressing the issues that Angela Davis has raised relative to being behind in technology. So thank you for that work.
Oh, thank you. Yes, and I would be remiss if I did not also extend my thanks to the often under-recognized Judicial Council staff who really were critical in making the e-filing effort work, preparing the RFP, doing the hard work in terms of working with the vendors, working with our IT infrastructure to make all of this work. It's been a remarkable effort, and as Judge Jarr knows, I truly appreciate the team effort that his staff has devoted to this.
Thank you.